This is John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
This is the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, and you're
listening to My Darkest Hour with Stefan Brigati on LiveParanormal.com.
Welcome to another edition of My Darkest Hour. I am Stefan Brigati. Glad to be with you guys on this nice Thursday evening. I hope you guys enjoyed that rain that came by and made everything kind of nice again. Out here on the coast, it looks great, especially the beach areas. Everything's all nice and fresh. For about a week or so, everything's get back to normal or whatever. But the thing I do love about rain, especially for those in the paranormal, do you know the theories of investigating in the rain, how the energy picks up? There's a lot of kinetic energy in the air. Obviously, disembodied off some of that. So when we go into these haunted locations, gives us a little more advantage to power things up a bit. So let's go ahead and move on. Tonight, my guest is Lisa Ludwig. She's going to be spending some time with us. Lisa is a sensitive. She's sensitive to vibrations, from spirits. She does a lot of different kind of stuff. She focuses on the balance of your life, basically, to help you kind of center yourself, focus on, you know, things that are going on in your life. She is the owner of White Light Healing and has a large amount of services to offer, angel card reading, crystal therapy, aromatherapy analysis, which I'm fascinated by. I keep somewhat of a dream journal when I can, because, you know, being in this biz, we come across a lot of different energies that affect us when we sleep. So we might be getting these messages. So I try to keep a log of that as well. Birth charting and house cleansing and more. So at first, if I said house cleaning, I'm like, wow, that's a really good service, but I'll need to get some new glasses soon. So let's not waste any more time. Let's go ahead and bring Lisa onto the show. Just get her out of here in the green room. Hello, Lisa. Hi, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, how are you?
I am absolutely fantastic. Thank us tonight. And sorry we had to postpone this until the time. Obviously, the time needed to be right. So I think this is the right time to finally get together and talk with you on the show. So how are you doing?
That's right. I'm doing great. I know we had some hiccups with the last go around, but you know, the universe always knows what's best. So we trust in it, and here we are tonight.
Yeah, it worked out well. I can hear you nice and clear. It's good to have you on the show. I was telling them a little bit about White Light Healing and the services you guys offer, but one of my favorite questions I've asked over the years on the show is to all my guests is how, when they were younger, whether how it happened, because everybody has this story, but some are reflective of each other and some are totally different. But I want to find out how you kind of got involved with the paranormal. I know you're sensitive, and tell us a little bit about how that all developed with you.
Well, for me, with what I do, I mean, I've always talked to my angels. Since I was a child, I've always had my specific angels that stick with me. And, you know, I fought it for a lot of years because I didn't want people to think I was nuts or crazy. And, you know, there was a lot of religious background in my family that made, you know, some people in my family think that I was a little nutty. But I embraced it when I was older and just started working with it and respecting it, and it grew from there. And then it obviously helped with the paranormal, going into haunted locations and being able to sense spirit and sometimes communicate with them. But it all started in the paranormal side with a very haunted office that I worked in. And the woman that I worked with knew Michelle LeBaron, my best friend. And we were having some serious issues in this office. And we called Michelle, and her and I investigated the office numerous times. It never disappointed. And we became just so tight. And, you know, she had amazing gifts that really coincided with mine. And so she started dragging me to other haunted locations, and that's how it all started. And now
it's
amazing and great. Now I'm part of REAP Investigations, and I get to go to some really cool places and do some really cool stuff. So
that's cool. So it was actually Michelle that kind of brought you into the paranormal field, so to speak.
It was all her. It was all her. Like I said, I've always communicated with spirit, but never used equipment or had an urge to go into haunted locations and communicate. And so she definitely opened my eyes to that, and I was hooked. You know, I was just hooked. It's such an amazing world when you get a glimpse of spirit and how they're living, you know, when they're earthbound and how they're communicating. And I don't think you can't help but get hooked when you actually get to see it.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those things you're curious about, and it kind of draws you in. And then you get to become a part of it, you know, and you're immersing yourself into all this energy. And I think the more you do it over the years, in my personal experience, you know, I've been doing this almost 30 years. It's just you keep going back into it, and you kind of watch yourself in it. And I think your linkage with that energy, you know, the spirit, everything that's going on around you, you're more in tune with, you're sharpening your tool yourself. When you do that, I think that's what draws us in there. Like, we need to constantly be doing this because I need to do this.
Yeah,
someone like you would even come across that
in normal
life about Yeah. So that's good. That's awesome.
I think it does. I think it sucks us in, and then, you know, you go to a location sometimes and you get that spirit that has a message or is asking for help, and, you know, sometimes you're able to help that spirit, and it just, I don't know, it just makes you, it really fulfills you in a lot of ways. I mean, it has a detriment on the other side, like when you go into a place and there's spirit there that, you know, doesn't want help, like such as crossing over, you know, maybe a spirit that wasn't that great of a person in life, and they don't feel they're worthy, and no matter how much you try to convince them that they are and that they can go to the other side, they won't. So, you know, you kind of leave a situation like that with just a real heavy heart. But the other situations where you have spirit that you can help, whether it's them giving a message to somebody or crossing over to the other side, it just makes you feel so fulfilled and so helpful and magical that it makes up for all the other stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're able to see them as well, right?
Yeah. When they want to be seen, you know, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like people will say, you know, they'll ask me to describe my gift, and I'm like, I don't even know truly how to put it in words because it isn't always consistent. It's really what they want me to see or what they want to communicate. I don't communicate with words. I mean, if it's a very strong spirit, I certainly can, but most of the times it's with signs and symbols, kind of like a movie playing in my head or like snapshots. And so it's a little bit, you know, different. and it isn't consistent, I think that's like the part that trips me out the most is, you know, you go to this haunted building, right? And you're using this equipment and you can hear him talking to you, like say you're using ITC or even just, you know, a recorder, and you can hear the words that they're saying to you. But I'm looking around like, well, where the hell are you? Like, why can't I see you? I can hear you and you're communicating to me and I can feel you. Like, I can feel the energy and you can feel like the air getting colder, you know, where the hairs on the back of your neck stick up and you're getting goosebumps. But I'm like, well, you know, where are you? Because I can't see you. But in other situations, you know, for example, like the Washoe Club, we were there with Nick Groff. He had an event there, and we were in the ballroom, and I looked down the hall, and I can just see this entity, creepy as hell, crawling on the floor. I look at Mish, and I'm like, get the SLS right now. Like, he is in the hall, and, you know, I could see him, but it was like, I guess he wanted to be seen. Like, maybe he wanted to scare us. You know what I mean? Where sometimes spirit doesn't show themselves. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. And that was a great example of the location you were at, because that happened to me at the Washoe Club. I was standing right there and I was going to go down the stairs. And I stood there looking out. And all of a sudden, I hear this moan, like, right in front of me. And it was, like, so ridiculous. It was like it's like something from Scooby-Doo, and it's all, oh.
Yeah, he's creepy. Oh, he's
so
creepy.
I'm, like, thinking to myself, really? Really? You know, and people are looking at me, just that moaning noise. I'm like, no, but it's right here, wherever it came from. But it was, like, hilarious. And it's a whole deal. It's funny stuff.
Yeah. He is so creepy, you know. Of course, I've done the Washoe. I mean, I've done D.C. quite a bit because I'm in Reno, so it's super easy to get there. But I had the opportunity of taking my 15-year-old. And my 15-year-old is very gifted. And, I mean, she's going to blow me out of the water when she really fine-tunes and accepts who she is and what she has. But she's wanted to do the Washoe for years at night. And I was always really leery because, like you and anybody who's been to the Washoe knows, there's some negative stuff there. And so I was really, you know, leery about taking her in at an overnight and what have you. But we got the opportunity and we were up there and she was with me. And I was like, okay, babe, do you want to do it? And she goes, yeah. And she's so excited. And we're in this room that's normally a very mellow room. I never really get activity there. And that creepy dude, you know, the one you saw, comes crawling in the room, crawls up the wall, and is on the ceiling looking at us. And I watch her because I saw him, and I watched her track him. And she's looking at the ceiling, and I'm like, can you see him, babe? And she's like, yeah, and I don't like him. And I'm
funny.
Like, it's okay. And I'm like rubbing her back. I mean, her eyes were, you know, so big, like, oh crap, did I really want to do the Washoe at night? It was great.
Yeah, but it's just, I think that stuff is funny, you know. They just do that to get your attention or try to creep you out or freak you out about them. It's like, dude, so much drama. I mean, really? That's awesome. You guys were able to experience that.
Totally. I think when you get an entity like that, though, I almost think they feed off the fear. You know, I mean, we were in a room with some very skilled, you know, investigators, so there wasn't that fear factor. If anything, it's the excitement. Like, you know, let's catch this dude. You know, let's get some evidence here. But I think that, you know, somebody who might be frightened by it, that fear is actually feeding, you know, that entity's energy. And they're, you know, they like it, you know, because they're creepy. And they want to creep you out. So he didn't get much out of us that night.
He's probably bummed. He's like, oh, that energy I just wasted. Bummer. All right.
Yeah, he had to go find another room.
Yeah. Someone's got to be scared around here. But that's funny.
Yeah.
So since you've been doing this, and I know you say you bring like some equipment with you, what kind of equipment are you using on your investigation?
You know, we mix it up. We really do. I mean, we'll go old school with recorders, with dowsing rods. And then we've, of course, got the Wonder Box, which is an amazing, you know, amplifier used with an ITC app. So we use a lot of ITCs. I mean, Spiritus is my ultimate favorite. I friggin' love Spiritus. And we always have, like, the REM pods and K2s. But, you know, even with the fancy stuff, like even with our SLS, which, you know, I love when you capture something on there, you know, you just get all giddy like a schoolgirl. But I still love the recorder, you know, of just really being quiet, asking questions, and playing it back. I think I get, like, the most excited when we actually hear it, you know, the disembodied, where it's like, okay, Todd, we heard that with our ears. Now play it back, and you can hear it, you know, right there. So we, you know, we've got quite a bit of equipment combined, and we enjoy using every bit of it. But sometimes it's just best to be really quiet and sometimes not even say a word and see what you get. And then when you use the app, things can be entertaining. We were at Eureka at the Jackson House just a few weeks ago, and there was a spirit calling Michelle out by name, full name. And I said, you know, that's not really fair. Like, you always say Lisa. You never say Lisa Ludwig. And it was classic. You're going to die. So it goes Michelle LeBaron and the Dirty Slut. I mean, that was funny. I'm not a dirty slut, by the way, but it was hilarious because it was like, you know, they were messing with me. And I mean, I started laughing. I was like, okay, obviously you're not going to say my full name. So, you know, you get some funny stuff. And I mean, it's not all fun and games. Don't get me wrong. I mean, in that Jackson trip, we definitely had, you know, a negative experience. And so you do, you know, get that. I mean, you definitely need to protect yourself and others around you when you're in situations like that. But it is really nice when you get that lighthearted moment that you can just kind of relax and laugh a little bit, you know?
Yeah. You need those kind of moments to break up all the tension because people might be concentrating too hard and you have these moments that, what was that? Or it's just something... Like you said, coming through the spirit box, talking to you. You're just like, oh, okay, this is just too ridiculous. Oh, you don't want to play that game? That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
I've been cursed at many times on those things.
Yeah, they like to swear a lot. So do I. So, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. I think it's funny. But, you know, they use really dirty words. Like, you know what I mean. You've been doing this.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot longer than me, so you know. But, you know, sometimes they'll bust out some words where I'm like, how is that even in your vocabulary?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be these old spirits, and they weren't saying words like that back in the day, but I guess they just educated themselves over the years.
Hey, I think that they can still be intelligent, you know, and they can definitely pick up on things. I mean, the things that were said and done in the 1800s are obviously very different than, you know, today's age. But if those spirits have been there that long, they've watched the living. They've learned from the living. You know, they can mimic and they can mock. And I think that they continue, you know, to learn and throw it back at us, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And they probably could come in contact with more modern day spirits just passing through, and they're like, hey, what was that thing you were talking about? And, you know, whatever, learning and educating.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's death. It's not like this crazy thing that just stops. It's another world of almost not a physical world of living, but it's still another form of living. So they're still doing their thing and learning, and that's just like us. It's funny.
I know. I think there's so many things we're not meant to know until, you know, obviously we pass. I think that there will be so many questions unanswered because I don't think that we're truly meant to know it until, you know, we leave this part of the universe. But I mean, it almost makes you think like how many veils or realms or what have you is truly going on, because when you use the equipment, sometimes it's, I mean, you've probably found this because, I mean, I know you've got so much equipment and stuff, but it's like all these different vortexes almost, like all these different conversations and things happening all at once, but they can't all be in the same place, you know?
Yeah. And that's true. That's why I have equipment that I put in different areas and to see how it goes, because nothing reacts the same in any room. So you have to kind of test this and see what happens. I'm going to do this now and see what happens. So you're just always playing. That's interesting, because things will happen that you didn't expect to happen on certain things. You're like, why is that thing going off? That thing hasn't worked in months or whatever, but it just happens when it's right.
Yeah. Or you'll get like that where you're just sitting there kind of chilling out for a minute, and you'll see spirit, like, you know, walking by to the kitchen, like they're going to go in and cook dinner or do dishes, you know, like the residuals. And, you know, you're just sitting there like, isn't that weird, you know, that every single day you have like the same routine, even though you're past? I don't know. I have so many questions. I mean, I'm not ready to find the answers for that yet if I have to pass myself to the answers.
Yeah.
But
so
like,
much
I
to tell
so
you
and
tell you in the future. It's so true.
It's so funny. My dad passed away, and he visits me a lot in my dreams. And it's so funny because almost every time he does, I try to ask him questions. And I think it's funny that even in my sleep, you know, I'm so inquisitive where I'm like, so Dad, you know, tell me about this. And he always shakes his head, and he had the most beautiful blue eyes. And he looks at me with those blue eyes, and he shakes his head, and he's like, babe, there's just some things you're not meant to know. And he says that every time, but every time he comes to visit me, I'm still trying to get information out of him.
But, yeah, why not? You know, if they could give you some insight on something, that's great, but they never really do. So it's like,
they don't.
So.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's still good. I mean, I still love it when he comes to visit me.
It's always awesome when he comes to visit. So how long have you been with Reef Investigations? You're part of the West Coast Division, right?
Yeah, West Coast. We are just getting rocking and rolling. I mean, just accepted their invitation truly a couple of months ago. And so Mish and Rhonda and I are heading up the West Coast Division, and we're taking some time off to really get our game plan together. And we have a goal in mind of doing some locations, obviously, that people haven't gotten to or not, you know, over investigated. And taking some green teams and green investigators and just kind of mentoring, but yet learning, you know, what they do and kind of putting it all together, you know, for the bigger picture. And there's a lot of really cool, exciting things in the works that I can't really talk about till we know exactly what direction we're heading in. But it's going to be, 2020 is going to be off the hook. Like, I am so done with 2019 and so ready for 2020 to just hit the ground running.
Wow. Sounds like it's going to be a good year then.
I think so. I think it's going to be a great year.
That's awesome. For those who want to know a little bit more about Reef Investigations, you can go to reapinvestigations.com and check out their website.
Yes, please do.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys have a good team, you know. Of course, working with Michelle is always great. She's really good at investigating, and ghosts seem to like her a lot, so that's, that makes it even better. So,
yeah, that's
great.
Why she's the ghost magnet. Yeah, no, she's amazing. Her and I, like, I don't know, something about our energy together is something just really magical in a haunted location. Spirits really seem to enjoy, you know, both of our energies. And so, you know, we always come out with some great stuff. And Rhonda is amazing. You know, she's fairly new to investigating by standards compared to you at, you know, 30 years. My gosh. But she's got
trial
and error. I love it. I love it.
Yes, I've learned a lot, but not as much as I need to.
Hey, we never stop learning.
Good.
You know?
Because there's so much. It never ends. All you can do is try to learn a little bit more, and we can't you do. And that's great. You're working with good people, so that's really cool. And another thing about when you're saying going on investigations with them, your energy works really well together. I've seen pretty large teams with a large variety of people and energy levels, and it kind of throws it off sometimes. It's really hard to focus on what's really happening. But when you get that right combination of people that can work together, there seems to be a nice wave flowing through the whole place, and it makes it easier to feel the environment out, to get more response from the spirit.
I agree, and I think that, you know, when you have a small group, I know we're like sisters, the three of us, and so there isn't like ego or drama, which, you know, you can get with larger groups because you have all these different personalities and everybody has their own way of doing things. And what's cool about the three of us is we each bring something different to the table and it works, you know, and there's a great amount of respect and communication. And so I'm so excited. You know, the three of us have investigated for, you know, different places together, and to be able to do this under REAP Investigations and be able to join, you know, other teams and maybe help them a little bit. And like I said, we'll probably learn stuff from them too. I mean, I'm excited. I'm so excited. I mean, just because I know some of the things that we already have planned for 2020, I'm just, I'm like, come on already. I'm ready.
Yeah, that's great. Having a good year lined up and having a lot of fun out there. I'll definitely check your guys' stuff out and try to follow you guys on stuff and see what. I've been watching you guys go to a couple of places recently. Like you said, the Jackson Hotel, I saw that. That's pretty cool. But
yeah, that's
if you come across something, if you come across something that happens, you guys want to come on and talk about it, that'd be great. Kind of give people a catch up of what you guys have been doing. It would be good to have you guys come on the show in the future as the whole team and kind of give a retrospect from everybody's, you know, what they're doing and what they want to do with their team and just kind of give more promotion to it, because I think you guys have a really good team.
Oh, thank you. And we would love that. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you guys have planned in the near future?
Do
you guys have anything coming up? What?
Well, right now, you know, we've got some stuff in the works, but we're going to Vulture City. That's set in stone with the Yates, and super excited about that. So we'll definitely, the REAPs will be there. Rhonda, Mish and I are speaking as well as the REAPs. And so we'll be able to go off kind of on our own and do some stuff there. Super stoked about that because I heard Vulture City was just off the hook this last Paracon that they did. And we're trying to work out something with some other groups like Brentwood Ghost Hunters, trying to put together some locations and some events with them as well. So we've got, you know, we definitely have stuff in the works, just not set in stone yet because it all is kind of fairly new. And I think we're just wrapping our heads around it and getting the ball rolling. But, you know, once we've got everything set, signed, sealed, and delivered, I will definitely let you know, and maybe we can come on and talk about it.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to do that. That sounds exciting, and we could hear about the adventures you guys are having. With Vulture City, Vulture City is really good because I was there at the Paracon, and
yes.
I got to stay in the vault room and stuff, and that was a lot of activity going on in the kitchen, so that was a really good time. That'd be good if you got a chance to go out there. I might be able to see you guys there.
Yeah, we'll be there. I mean, we're already signed, sealed, and delivered for that one. So we'll see you there for sure. I'm super stoked. I was so sad I didn't get to make it. It was just, we had done so much stuff. And, you know, it's hard when you have, you know, your Monday through Friday job and kids and trying to fit everything in. Sometimes not everything fits, but I'm signed, sealed, and delivered for the next one, so I'll be there for sure.
Well, that's awesome. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. And the Yates are amazing. I mean, as you know, they're a great group. I never investigated with the Yates. I've been friends with them, you know, for a while now, and we were at Shockfest, and there was a group, Kevin, that was doing a seance on the rooftop, and they asked the paranormal investigators to come up with some equipment, which was really cool because I'd never done that during that type of thing. And so Jay and I were up there, you know, next to each other, and we were doing our thing, and oh my God, he was cracking me up. He's awesome. He kept looking at me because his Ovulus and his recorders kept saying, Lisa, Lisa. And he just kept looking at me and he's like, who the F are you? What the hell is happening right now? And we were just laughing. It was great.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun to work with. I've investigated them quite a bit, and they're like family to me. So that's super cool that you're in good with them because they're always a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, I adore him. I mean, I absolutely adore him. Marie is like my sister. But you know what's cool about this field is that you meet so many people and you make these strong bonds and connections with people. And I mean, when you hear that phrase, parafamily, it is so true, isn't it? I mean, there are so many people in this field that I look at as like my sisters, my brothers. I mean, I went through, you know, some stuff in 2019 and I could never have made it through without my parafamily. I mean, I had people calling and messaging me and just checking on me and just, you know, genuine too, not fake, not with any agenda, just pure heart, you know?
That's true, because you can go from a paracon and not see anybody, not see that person or whatever for a couple of years, and all of a sudden you're at a different paracon, there they are. They just drop everything, and it's like, oh my God, it's so good to see you, and you just kind of take up where that relationship was, you know? And that's like with family, you go to visit, and you're just right there. It's just a good feeling.
Yeah, it's like
no
time ever passed, you know? It's cool. And when you meet something like, you know, social media is such a great avenue of staying in touch and communicating. But, you know, if you need something, if you're like, you know, God, I really need some prayers right now, you know, send me some strength, send me some energy. You know, your parafamily is right there. You know, they're liking your stuff and they're like, I'm sending it all to you. You know, whatever you need, you know, I've got you. And it's really cool. Like, I think that, you know, obviously investigating and doing what we do is so amazing, But even those relationships, like, I just wouldn't give it up for the world, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's true, you know, and that's why I do a lot of the same paracons that I try to stick to. I used to do a variety of them all throughout the year, and it just was all over the place, but there's some that I just feel like I'm going to a family reunion, you know. I'm showing up there.
Yeah.
Everybody's super excited. We're all hanging out, having fun, you know, and Vulture City is one of those places where you get that. Virginia City Paracon is another one where I'm always going to.
Yeah.
Because those are all my friends. Just feel so good to see everybody all the time.
Well, yeah, I know. I've seen you at a couple where, you know, you and your wife, I walk up and hug you. You're just such beautiful souls. And, you know, you just, you make these connections. And it's, I don't know, there's something very, very blessed and magical about it.
That's cool. Yeah, and I wish people were able to feel that a lot more, you know, work together and stuff and feel that energy. For a while there was so much paradrama going on. It was just so much all over the place, but I'm seeing it starting to mellow out a little bit, so I think that's good.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that there'll always be that, but, you know, with any family, there comes dysfunction.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it all works its way out at some point.
Yeah, and there's just so many different personality traits, and, you know, that's with anything. I mean, shoot, we could all probably be on a bowling league, and it would be the same thing, and they'd be calling it bowling drama.
Exactly. Whatever it is you're doing, it happens with that.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about, besides the paranormal investigating stuff, with all the stuff you do with all your energies and stuff, the white light healing, how's that going? Tell us a little bit about that whole aspect of things, please.
You know, I love white light healing. I love everything that has to do with white light healing. I took some time off, and I'll be opening the doors back up. I had to revamp some of the legal side of my stuff just because of my personal situation. I had an LLC and ownership and what have you, so I had to switch some stuff around. But I love energy work. I love picking up a crystal and knowing right away what part of my body needs it. I love feeling somebody else's energy and being able to do the same thing for them and working with them on their chakras and education of how to stay balanced with your chakras to get that mind, body, and soul just all working together instead of working against each other. You know, when all the energy is flowing the right way, life is good. And, of course, I love doing readings. There's something magical about picking up a deck of cards and having someone in front of you and having your angels just say, yeah, they need this today. This is what we're going to work on. You know, we're going to work on some healing and some growth. And, you know, that's what I do. I think the universe would be a better place if we all just took more care of ourselves and our bodies. Obviously, we need to be there for other people and to be kind and caring and take care of them. But, you know, what good are we to somebody if we're not taking care of ourselves? You know, how are you going to help somebody if your mind is all screwed up and your chakras are out of balance and you're in a screwed up place? You know, how are you going to be the best for that person who may need you? And so that's really what white light healing is all about. I heard you talking about the dreams, and I love that you journal your dreams. I wish you'd send me a couple of them and let me decipher them for you. Like, if you've got a recent one, I'd love to kind of map it out for you and see what we figure out. But I think that
there's cool.
Some of that. Yeah, send me a couple. I just did one. I just had the most vivid dream. It was like 2 weeks ago. And the weirdest thing about it is that there were buffalo in my dream. And so I was visiting my old home, my childhood home. I bought it and I was renovating it. And in my backyard, there were three buffaloes, and there was a pool that I couldn't get to. And I, you know, I did all the research on it and mapped it all out, and it was so cool. The dream was about survival and strength and, you know, really getting to, like, being scared to get to the finish line, you know, like crossing it, like getting right to the tip of it and not being able to cross over it. And it was so true to myself and what I was experiencing. And it was like, oh my God, it was badass. Like, I kept it because it rang so good and true to me. But yeah, if you've got one that's like recent, you know, and it really stands out to you and you want to know more about it, send it to me and I'll, you know, decipher it out for you. So, you know, I love doing that.
Cool.
And of course, birth charting. I do cheat on birth charting. I work with an astrologist on that who helps me. I'm not really strong in astrology. So I do kind of like the almanac side of how the weather was and the earth was on the date and time that you were born and how that could affect your personality, you know, by coming into the universe into that. And then she helps do the number stuff. So very grateful to her. And yeah, that's, I mean, white light healing does a little bit of everything, but it's just really about balancing, you know, ourselves, our mind, our body, our soul, keeping us in a healthy, safe place and state of mind and keeping our energy flowing.
That's good. So it's just all this good energy and this whole perfect vibe going through.
Yeah,
I totally believe that. And you have to use that when you're doing house cleansing as well. You know, you want to fill the place up with all the white light and get away all the stale darkness that's hiding in the corner. So flush that out. So that's awesome. That you have
that. Yeah. And that, you know, that takes work. You know, when you've got a residential or a business that's got some creepy stuff going on, you know, that's when you kind of bring your friends in and you're like, okay, I need y'all on this one to cleanse it and what have you. I mean, shoot, I have to do my house all the time because between myself and my 15-year-old and Mish coming over, I mean, we bring spirit here constantly. I mean, it's kind of funny. You'll be laying down going to sleep and you'll hear stuff moving around in the bathroom and it's like, oh great, gotta cleanse the house this weekend.
That's funny. It's,
you
know, true. Sometimes you gotta do it after
you
the
run
holidays.
The recorder.
Yeah. Nice. So that's good. So, where do you want to go investigate? Like, if we had a couple of places that you would pick, where would you go?
You know, I would, like, my dream would be to, you know, go to Europe and do castles. My dream would be to go to Egypt and do the pyramids. I mean, ultimately, I mean, is that very realistic? No. But, my God, if I could do that, I would be stoked, big time. But, you know, we just watched Destination Fear the other night with Dakota Landon, and I really want to do St. Albans, and that might be a possibility. So really, really kind of excited about that maybe happening. I want to do Bobby Mackey's mansion. Bobby Mackey's place. I haven't done that. I know quite a few people have. And some of the evidence that I've seen come out of there is crazy. I'd love to see that and experience it for myself. So, you know, we're going to see what the future holds with having us together under REAP. I do feel that more doors are going to open for us as availability to get into places because they are so respected, you know, on the East Coast and what they do. So I'm really excited for what the future holds with that. I think we're going to be able to get into some places that I never thought was possible.
Yeah, I try to get out to Waverly. That's a good place.
Yeah, yeah. I hear mixed stuff about Waverly. Have you done Waverly?
No, I haven't. I've been invited to go out there a couple of times, but I'm getting ready to make a trip out there.
You'll have to let me know how it goes. Some people that I've talked to had like amazing stuff, amazing experiences there. And then others were like, it was okay. It wasn't that great. But, you know, with any location, it's, you know, sometimes the spirits are quiet. Sometimes they're not as active. So, you know, it can be hit or miss. So you'll have to let me know how that is for you.
I think it depends on the people, too, because you're going to attract whatever kind of energy you're feeling. You're going to attract different energies to you. Like, if a guy goes
absolutely.
In there challenging a spirit, like saying, I'm going to call you out, you better show it, make presence known right now, and that kind of crap, that ghost is just, that spirit's just going to, like, not hang out with that guy. He's going to go sit outside in the garden until that guy leaves. I mean, he's not going to, like, hang out. But if you have a certain energy about you that attracts other energy to you, then you'll have a better chance at it. I have a tendency to attract weird things, so... That's always good.
Do?
Hopefully something weird will happen
okay,
there.
I want to hear your weirdest experience.
Well, I told you about that guy who moaned at me. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I've had some frightening things happen before that I don't want to go into detail on because I don't want to bring that energy back for any reason. But
nice.
I've been punched in the face before. That's always fun.
Oh,
literally
my God.
Punched in the face. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were filming, too, and my camera guy goes, what happened to your face? And I'm like, what are you talking about? But I could feel a swelling on my lip as it's dragging across my teeth.
Oh, my God.
And my face, I'm looking in the mirror, and it's all white and red like I just got slapped right in the face. It was amazing. But story behind that is I was dealing with some spirits of some bikers who were being pretty mean to this old lady. So I was trying to deal with that, and so I was kind of challenging them, saying, oh, you like to pick on little old ladies. Why don't you pick on me? I'm a biker, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, I got punched in the face.
That was interesting.
I've been bitten. I have been bitten with teeth marks in my arm, but they weren't in them. You only see the bruises of the outline of the teeth.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Yes. Another one is at a this famous San Pedro house. I was doing some work on a movie set where they were filming a paranormal documentary, and the famous closet's really active. So I went in there to try to corner the ghost and talk to the ghost and try to figure out what's going on. And I was getting shoes thrown at me from this closet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's so,
I thought it was hilarious.
I think like
also I was like a little high heel spies up my shin. I'm like, are you serious right now?
When we were at the Jackson, Mish had fallen asleep and I was laying in there, and there was stuff just being thrown in the bathroom, and I mean, you could hear it just, you know, banging around. And so of course, you know, what do? You get up and you go look. And because that's what we do, we go right to it, you know, duh. And I open the door, and there's like nothing moved. Nothing is touched. Nothing's moved. And I mean, this is two girls in a room in that bathroom. So, I mean, we had a lot of stuff, you know, we had makeup and hair crap and curling irons and what have you. And nothing was moved. And so I lay back down, and it starts up again. and Mish was asleep, you know, I'd shake her awake, and I'm like, do you hear that? Like, you are sleeping through this, and she's laughing. She's like, are you scared? I'm like, well, kind of.
That's
but,
funny.
You know, I mean, it's like that stuff is so real, you know, so surreal. And, like, when they actually touch you, you know, or make a mark on you or bite you or hit you, it's like it's frightening that they can do that. But then there's that side of you, because that's, you know, what we do and who we are, where you're intrigued, where you're like, wow, that really happened. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, that's some powerful, you know, spirit, definitely, to be able to do that.
But it's part of that whole challenging thing. You don't want to challenge too much because you know what's going to happen, because those things that have happened was because I was initially making a challenge. So I don't recommend that. You'll get activity, but it might not be the activity you want.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I go in very kind-hearted, you know, in an investigation, and even when there's something negative there, you know, I'm just very kind-hearted. One night when we were at the WOW show, they were calling me out, like the negative spirits, they didn't want me there. They're like, Lisa needs to go. Lisa's the exorcist. Lisa needs to go. Well, it's weird. I mean, they obviously knew that I could help spirit or cross them over, which, you know, locations like that, they tell you you can't and what have you. But, you know, they didn't want me there, but they didn't do anything like physical, you know, to get me to leave. I mean, I was standing my ground. I wasn't going, but I'm definitely not that type of investigator that goes somewhere and will antagonize. You know, I'm more of like that kind person, like, you know, let's talk, you know, tell me your story, and I want to hear about it. I have good results with that, but you know, I don't want to get punched in the face or bit.
Well, the biting challenge wasn't intentional. I got scratched and I woke up from a nap and I had scratches on my leg, and my roommate's like, dude, what happened to your leg? I'm like, what? It looked like cat scratches on my leg, like 10 cat scratches.
Yeah.
So something was like scratching me while I was sleeping. So I went back in my room and I said, oh, really? You're going to attack me while I'm sleeping? You're not going to try to make contact with me or anything, blah, 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 just kind of getting mad at it. So I went that night, I went back to bed. I woke up the next day and I had the bite mark on me. So I'm like, really? Okay, maybe we got off on the wrong foot. So let's try to talk, work this out. You know, because it just goes on and on. It's like, but she went away and it was all good. It was a spirit that came back with me from a cemetery that I did a thing at that weekend. But it all worked out. We worked it out. So, but I think with you,
he forgot to tell him that he had to stay there.
Yeah. Well, you try to say that, but kids, they're just like, well, I'll just check it out. But I think you have a lot of white light. You have a lot of white light around you. So when you go into these darker spots, you're totally a shining beacon. So they're just like, oh, my God, what's going on? It's like they didn't want you to go because it's just you're overshadowing all their stuff, and you're going to help the ones that want to be helped that they can't beat off anymore. So you're coming in, and they can see you. You're super bright, and you're a threat to those who want to be oppressive. So they're just like, oh, no. So I totally understand that.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that, because, I mean, they will. They'll straight up call me out. They know. And that's, like, the part that trips you out, too, because it's like, okay, like, you're dead, and you can see my energy. Like, you know me before I even walk through that door. Half the time, I swear they know we're coming before we're even there. You know, it's a trip, man, how that works. But it does. I mean, that's the way it is. But, yeah, it is funny. I think that's why they try to call me names, too. I mean, plus they like to swear, but, you know, they think that that's going to, you know, push me out the door or something. But they're wrong. I stand my ground and hang out and do my thing. They're not going to stop me.
Nope. They're going to have to just learn to coexist with you if they want to hang out.
That's say.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, Lisa, we're at the end of our show. I've got about 4 minutes left. For those who want to get a hold of you and find out a little bit more about what you're doing, how would they be able to get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me through my Facebook. I've got the White Light Healing page. I've got my personal page, Lisa Ludwig, whitelighthealing.net. I'm going to be revamping that website a little bit more due to the changeover of the business, but definitely can reach me on those social media avenues, especially, REAP Investigations, West Coast. I'm pretty easy to find, There's not too many White Light Healings out there, and there's not too many Lisa Ludwigs out there. And so if anybody is interested in any of the services or, what I have to do, please, reach out to me and we'll figure something out.
Excellent. And for those of you who are listening, I will put up a couple of links that way you can find her a little bit easier. And I definitely suggest checking out reapinvestigations.com. The West Coast division is really awesome. And Bill Reap is a great guy too. So reapinvestigations.com, check him out. Everybody listening out there, you're listening to My Darkest Hour Radio. My guest has been Lisa Ludwig. Thank you so much for spending time with us and letting people know a little bit more about what you got going on. And I really hope to see you soon at one of the paranormal conventions coming up.
I would love that. I would love that. I hope so. And I just wish you good tidings and blessings, and so excited about the marriage that just happened in your family. So I think you've got some good things coming in 2022.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. That'd be great.
Awesome.
All right.
Well,
we will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, hon.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Awesome to have Lisa on the show, spending some time with us, talking with us, learning out a little bit more about reapinvestigations.com, a great team, a great group of investigators. For those of you who get a chance to go out to the Vulture City and meet with them, I definitely suggest spending some time with them, learning more about them, meeting Michelle, investigating with her as well. Go seem to like her a lot. I've seen that, so definitely a good future for all of them. So thank you guys for listening, and I just want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Chili Man Salsa, the paranormal chili that keeps you going and keeps you nice and warm. Also along with that, Lizzie Wizzy's Crafty Creation, Liz Johnson making us paranormal attire, keeping us warm in those investigations. Also to P-Tech, Paranormal Technology, out there making all the great cameras and lights and all the meters, which my husband, it's custom made and it works great in every situation. So I'm going to give out a shout out to everybody at Live Paranormal and everybody that hosting at Blog Talk and everyone at History FM for making it happen. And we will see you guys soon. I'll be going up again to the Virginia City Paracon. If anybody wants to set up some time to talk or meet, you can email me at mydarkesthourradio@gmail.com. That is mydarkesthourradio@gmail.com. And so with that being said, we will see you guys next time.
This is John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me? By the late famed Fox Sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
This is the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, and you're
you are listening to My Darkest Hour with Stefan Brigati on LiveParanormal.com.
The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on Live Paranormal.